Today's Amud is Beitza Vav Amin Aleph. We're holding on Vav Amin Aleph, the top line. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Meis Piyom Tev Rishon, Yisasku by Amimim. If a person has a relative, someone who died on Yom Tov Rishon, so now he's in charge of burying him. So the halacha is this asku by amimim, he should have goyim be in charge of the kvura. For the yid to be Isaac in the kvura on Yom Tov would be an isur daraisa, to dig up the kever, to fill it up, that's asur midaraisa. So instead, the halacha is he has to have a goy do the kvura. Now, even though Amir Lanachri is an Issa Rabbanon, Amir Lanachri is not Mutter, but for Kavod HaMeis, so they were matter, for Kavod HaMeis, they were matter to tell a guy to take care of the Kfura on Yom Tov Rishon. However, said Rava, Meis be Yom Tov Sheni, if the person was Meis on Yom Tov Sheni, so then Yisasku by Yisrael. So then, even a Yid takes care of it, he does the Kfura. Vafilu b'shnei yavim toivim shal Rosh Hashanah. And that's true even when it comes to the 2 days of Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Now we just had on the bottom of Hamad Beis, Rava Paskin like Rav. Rava said that although when it comes to 2 days of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galius, the way we view it is that it's Shtei Kedushais, that it's just Svei Kediyoyma, one day is Chol, one day is Kodesh. So the first day, let's say, is really Kodesh, the second day is really just Chol. We only keep it as Yantif because they said, Hizharu b'minig aviseichem b'yadeichem. They sent from Eretz Yisrael to be careful to continue keeping Yantif Sheni. But really the second day is Chol. That's when it comes to Shnei Yantif Sheni Shel Galius. When it comes to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so Rav said, the Lach is like Rav, that we pask him when it comes to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, that it's Kedusha Achas, that there's a Takanas Chachamim to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, even if we know when Rosh Hashanah is, there's still a Din Vadai to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, the Nafkamina we mentioned before is that when it comes to Beit HaShanal de Beyamtif, that according to Rav, and Rav has said, the Lach is like Rav, when it comes to 2 days of Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz, so an egg which is laid on day one is going to be mutter on day two, because Miman of Shach, one of the 2 days is Chol. But when it comes to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, neither of the days are Chol, both days are Yom Tov, and therefore you're not going to be able to eat the egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The second day of Rosh Hashanah is not treated any more lightly than the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Now says Rava though over here on Vav Amin Aleph, that when it comes to a mace, taking care of the kfura of the mace, there's no difference between the 2 days of Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. By both of them, on the second day of Yom Tov, on Yom Tov Sheni, both of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galius and on Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah, so a Yid takes care of the Kvura, takes care of the Kvura's HaMeis. And Rav himself points out, Masha'en Kein Bebeitza, which is not this case when it comes to an egg. By an egg, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we're Machmir, and you're not allowed to eat the egg. But still, when it comes to the mace, for cover the mace, so we treat the second day of Rosh Hashanah also more lightly, just like we treat Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galius. So again, so Rav has said, a mace who's nifter on the first day of Yom Tov, so then you have Goyim take care of the Kfura. On the second day of Yom Tov, no matter what, whether it's Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galius, or whether it's Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, so then a Yid takes care of the Kfura. Nahardai Amri, Nahardai said, that Af Bebeitza, that no, even when it comes to an egg, even though Rava said, when it comes to an egg, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to eat the egg, even the egg that was laid on the first day, because we don't view it as being a Sveika D'Yayma. We keep both days as a Takanas Chazal, so the egg is going to be Asr. We view the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as being like one 48-hour long day. Nahardai says that no, an egg, you're allowed to eat it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. D'may Daitoch, why would you think to Asr it? Why would you think that you have to keep a second day of Rosh Hashanah and that you can't eat the egg? Because Dilma Ma'abri Leila El is because maybe really the second day of Rosh Hashanah, that's really Rosh Hashanah, because maybe El was a 30-day month and not a 29-day month. Maybe El was extended and therefore Rosh Hashanah is really a day later, it's really the second day. That's why you keep the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Ha'amar Rav Chinna Bar Kahana, Amar Rav, Mimais Ezer Ve'elech Le'imitzinu El Ma'ober. It never happened. From the times of Ezra and onwards, it never happened that they made El into a 30-day month. Never happened. And therefore, at least when it comes to an egg, You don't have to be chayshish on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, that today's Rosh Hashanah. At least when it comes to the din of a beitza shenolda, the Ra'ah explains, you don't have to be chayshish for the second day of Rosh Hashanah. You don't have to be chayshish. Memela, you could eat the egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So this was a machlaikas regarding a beitza shenolda on Rosh Hashanah. Machlaikas Rava and Nardai. When it comes to mace, so that Nardai didn't argue with, that both them would say that on the second day of Rosh Hashanah you could have a yid. Even Rava said you could have a yid take care of the kfura on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And on the first day, of course, that's regular yontif, so then you're not allowed to have a yid take care of the kfura, but then you tell a guy to take care of the kfura. Now, Amar Mar Zutra qualified this halacha of Rava, and he said that lo amaron ela di ishtoi. That which we say that the Yisrael takes care of the Kfura on the second day of Yantif, that's only the Ishtai, that's only if there's a concern that by not taking care of the Kfura on the second day, so the body is gonna be Masriach, it's gonna spoil, either it was delayed already, or that if maybe it's a Rosh Hashanah that goes into a Shabbos like we just had. And if you don't take care of the kfura on the second day of Yontif, you're not going to be able to take care of it the following day either, because it's Shabbos. So then you're pushing it off another day after that. So in any case, that there's a concern that for whatever reason that the mace will spoil, so that's when we say that the Yisrael should take care of the mace on the second day of Yontif. But if nothing's going to happen, so then we say, so then push it off. Why be Isaac in the Kfura now on the second day of Yontif if nothing too bad is going to happen anyways? It's not going to be a bizayin to the mace anyways. So then we say not to take care of the Kfura on the second day. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi's Chaylik, that was what Marzutra said. Marzutra said that if the mace won't be masriach, so then we don't take care of the kfura. Ravashi's chaylik. Ravashi amar that no, afal gav de lo yishtoi. Even if nothing's going to happen to the mace, nami loy mashin alay. Even still, we do not push off the kfura, and on the second day of Yontif, we say that the Yisrael could be Isaac in the kfura. My time, huh? Why do we say that? If there's nothing to lose by pushing it off, so why not push it off? So explained Ravashi that Yom Tov Sheni Legabe Meis Kechol Shaviwa Rabbanan. That the Rabbanan, when they said to keep Yom Tov Sheni, they only said it when it comes to other areas of halacha. When it comes to a mace, they never made Yom Tov Sheni. Yom Tov Sheni is like a regular weekday when it comes to a mace. And what's the raya? Afilu lemegaz leglima. You're even allowed to cut for him a glima, which Rashi explains is not even the tachrichen. The tachrichen, of course, that's what he needs. The mace needs it. Even the glima, which is like an extra layer of begadim, that's not really so needed for the mace. Even for that, you're allowed to cut that and make those clothing on Yom Tov Sheni. Ula megaz leasa. You're allowed to cut a hadas from the ground. You could cut hadasim lecover the mace, and there's nothing wrong on Yom Tov Sheni. It's mamish like a weekday when it comes to cover the mace. And therefore, said Ravashi, who adin, even if you have nothing to lose, you could just push off the kfura, do the kfura on the second day. The second day of Yontif is mamish like a weekday when it comes to cover the mace, and therefore you could take care of the kfura on Yontif Sheni, even if you could just push it off. Amar Ravina, Ravina said, so that's a machlekes mar zutra. And Ravashi, Ravina comes now and says that v'ha'inna nowadays, now that we have these chaverim, we have these, Rashi explains, it was the goyim that we were under their ruling, so, you know, we tell them that we can't work on Yontif Sheni, that we have a second day of Yontif. You know, they look in the Torah, they look at the Art School translation, they say, hey, it says only one day Yontif, what are you guys doing? Second day, come to work. We tell them, no, we have a midrabanan, we have a second day of Yontif. So we tell them we can't come to work because we have a second day of Yontif. Then they're going to come and they're going to see we're doing a whole Levaya and we're doing Malacha, and they're going to say, hey, I thought you said you can't come to work because it's Yom Tov Sheni, and now you're taking care of the Kfura and you're doing Malacha, and they're going to force us to come to work on Yom Tov Sheni. So therefore, says Ravina, nowadays that we're under these Chaverim, so therefore we don't do the Kfura on Yom Tov Sheni because out of a fear that if once we do that, so then the Goyim are going to make us come to work. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Ravina have a Yosef Kameh of Ashi. Ravina was one time sitting in front of Rav Ashi, B'shnei Yamim Taivim Shal Rosh Hashanah. And it was a 2-day Rosh Hashanah. like always, it was a 2-day Rosh Hashanah though that led into Shabbos, like we just had, that Rosh Hashanah was Thursday, Friday, and then Shabbos was right after. And so Ravina sat in front of Rav Ashi, and Chazi Dava Atziv, and Ravina saw Rav Ashi, that Rav Ashi was sad, he was a little bit down. So you would think, what do you mean? Of course he was down because it was Rosh Hashanah. He was nervous. He was scared. Emes Adin. However, Amar Lei, Ravina said to Rav Ashi, Amai Otziv, why are you so sad? Apparently he thought it didn't make sense that it wasn't appropriate for him to be sad, even though it was Rosh Hashanah. Maybe there's a difference between Emes Adin, between fear and sadness. Maybe sadness doesn't have a place on Rosh Hashanah. But whatever it was, so Ravina asked Rav Ashi, why are you sad? I know it's Rosh Hashanah, but Amai Otziv, why are you sad? Amai Otziv Mar? Why is Mar sad? So Amar Lei. So Rav Ashi says back to Ravina, Deloyai Sivi Ruvev Tavshilin. I'm sad because I just realized I never put up an Erev Tavshilin, and I guess Rav Ashi had things to cook for Shabbos, and he didn't have an Erev Tavshilin, he forgot to put up the Erev Tavshilin. So that's why Rav Ashi was sad. So Amar Lei. So Ravina said to Rav Ashi, what's the issue? It's the first day of Yontif. It was Thursday. It was the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So Ravina said to Rav Ashi, why are you sad? V'leisiv marayinna. You can make the Erev Tavshilin today on Thursday, on the first day of Yontif. Miloy amar Rava, don't you know that which Rava said? That maniach adam eruvei tavshilin miyomtov l'chaveira. You're allowed to make an Erev Tavshilin from the first day of Yontif onto the second day. Umasna, and you make it tonight. And Rashi explains what you do is you take some food. Obviously, you can't cook food for this Erev Tavshilin, because being that the Erev Tavshilin is Shabbos food, so if you cook food for the Erev Tavshilin, that would be cooking food on Yontif for after Yontif without an Erev. You're cooking it for the Erev, so you don't yet have the Erev. You're not allowed to cook food for this Erev, but you could take food that you already have that's cooked, and you could take that food, and you hold the food, and you make a Tanai, and you say like this. Again, this is on the first day of Yontif. It's on Thursday. And you make the following Tanai. You stipulate like this. You say, if today is Rosh Hashanah, today is really Rosh Hashanah, or it's a suffix, which day is Rosh Hashanah. So if really today is Rosh Hashanah, and tomorrow, Friday, is just a regular standard Friday, it's just a regular weekday, so then I don't need to make an Erev Tavshilin. So then in Echonami, then this doesn't need to be my Erev Tavshilin, because tomorrow I could cook for Shabbos, because tomorrow is just a regular Friday. So I don't need this to be my Erev Tavshilin. And if tomorrow's Yontif, so for me to cook tomorrow on Friday for Shabbos, I'm going to need an Erev Tavshilin because tomorrow's Yontif. Well, that would mean by default that today, Thursday, today's a weekday. There's only one day of Rosh Hashanah. Read the Torah. There's only one day. We keep 2 days as a suffix. Kedusha Achas, but really it starts from it being a Sveika D'Yoyma. So therefore you can make it tonight and you could say that if today is if tomorrow is Yontif and today, that means today is a weekday. So if today is a weekday, so now I'm making the Erev Tavshilin. Now today, Thursday, is Erev Yontif. Thursday night, Friday is Rosh Hashanah. So today, Thursday, is Erev Yontif. And therefore, I want to make this as my Erev Tavshilin. So that's the Tanai you make. So you take the food Erev on the Thursday, on the first day of Yontif, and you say, if today is Yontif and tomorrow is weekday, I don't need an Erev Tavshilin. If tomorrow is Yontif and today is a weekday, and I need an Erev Tavshilin, so then this is my Erev Tavshilin, and this is considered making the Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yontif. So that's the Tanai that Rava said you could do. You can make an Erev Tavshilin if you forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin. Erev Yontif, on a 2-day Yontif, you can make it on the first day of Yontif with this Tanai. So that's what Ravina said to Rav Ashi. He said, I still don't understand why you're sad. It's Thursday, it's the first day of Yontif. Just make an Erev and make this Tanai, like Rava said. So Amar Lei, Rav Ashi said back to Ravina, that no, that Tanai does not work. Because Imur Damar Rava, when did Rava say that you can make an Erev on the first day of Yontif and make this Tanai? That's b'shnei yamim toivim shel galus. That's when it comes to a 2-day Yontif in Chutz La'aretz. Because then it's taka shtei kedushos, then it's sveika d'yoyma. So then one day is chol, and you can make this Tanai. You could say, only one day is really Yontif, the other day is chol, and you have this mimanif shach that you're good to go with making the Erev, or you don't need the Erev. However, b'shnei yamim tayvim shel Rosh Hashanah mi amar, did Rava ever say that on a 2-day Yontif of Rosh Hashanah when it's Chedusha Achas, that we treat both days as being a long 20-48-hour day. Did Rava ever say that you can make a Tanai? You can't make a Tanai on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. You can't say, if today is Yontif and tomorrow is weekday, if today is weekday, tomorrow is Yontif. They're both Yontif. It's a 2 day, it's a 48-hour day of Yontif. So therefore, on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, this Tanai doesn't work, and that's why I'm sad. However, Ravina was still bothered because v'ha'amri nahardoi af beitza mutaris. Now, no, that a beitza is mutter. It's meaning to say that because it never happened that El was mober, and really even Rosh Hashanah is shtei kedushais. That's what nahardoi said, that it never happened that we kept Rosh Hashanah as a 2 day yontif, meaning Rosh Hashanah really is shtei kedushais. So Ravina was still bothered that why don't you be saimicha nahardoi? So Amar Lei Rav Mordechai. Rav Ashi didn't respond to Ravina, but Rav Mordechai came and responded. Rav Mordechai said to Ravina, Rav Mordechai, Rashi says, was a Talmud of Rav Ashi, and so he responded to Ravina, and he said that Beferish Amar Limar, I heard Lahedya, I heard straight out from my Rebbe, from Rav Ashi, Delay Savar Lahan Nardai. He doesn't hold of Nardai, he doesn't hold of that Kula. And Mimeli held that in Rosh Hashanah, it does not help to make this Tanai, and that's why he was sad. So it comes out from this Gemara that the Tanai only helps, at least according to Rav Ashi, it only helps on a 2 day Yontif in Chutz Laaretz. On a 2 day Yontif of Chutz Laaretz, so that's when we say that if a person forgot to make an Erev Tafshilin on the first day of Yontif, on Erev Yontif, so then he could still make it on the first day of Yontif, and he can make this Tanai. And that's how it's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tavkuf Chav Zayin and Sif Chav Beis. It's Paskin that this Tanai, this Heter, it only works on the 2 day Yontif in Chutz Laaretz. It does not work on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Now, it's passing like that in the Shulchan Aruch, like most Rishayim say, that we have this Gemara, that at least on the 2 day Yontif, in the Gemara, we don't find anyone that argues. There's a Shailif, you could even do this tonight on Rosh Hashanah. But when it comes to a 2 day Yontif of Chutz Laaretz, so that everybody seems to agree that it helps, that you could make such a tonight. However, there's a Mechudash Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam, in Perek Vav of Hilchos Yontif, he says that although the Gemara seems to be clear, we're going to have a Gemara like this as well later on Daf Yud Zayin, that at least on a 2 day Yontif in Chutz La'aretz, so a person on the first day of Yontif, he could make an Erev Tafshilin Al Tanai, says the Rambam, that was only when they were still being Mekadesh the Levana Al Pi Ari'iyah. It was only back in the times of Chazal when they were still accepting Edom to be Mekadesh the Levana, and it was truly a Sveika Diyayma. The 2 days of Yontif in Chutz Laaretz was a true Sveika Diyayma. So then it helped, you can make a Tanai that one day is Mimanif Shach weekday. However, says the Rambam, nowadays that we have a calendar, and we know when Yontif is. Let's say Sukkot is coming up Thursday, Friday, and then Shabbos goes into Shabbos. So we know really that Yontif is Thursday, and Friday we keep anyways. As a takana, we're supposed to shalchu misam in hisar b'minig aveseichem bidechem to continue keeping the minig of Yontif Sheni. So even though we know when Yontif is, we're still told to keep 2 days of Yontif. It's not really a sfeik of the ayma. And therefore, says the Rambam, you cannot make a Tanai nowadays. And he says that this Gemara should not be paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Kilu. Meaning, the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, he holds that it does not work to make an Erev Tafshilin on Yontif Rishon Al Tanai. And the Rishayim all ask on the Rambam that why not? L'chayr, it's still with the gather of the 2 days of Yom Tov that we still have is still Sveika D'yayma. And moreover, the Lecha Mishnah asks a really stark kash on the Rambam that the Rambam himself paskins Beitz HaShanol de Yom Tov, the Din of Rav. That the din of Rav is that if you have an egg that's laid on a 2 day Yontif, let's say Thursday, Friday, so it's laid on Thursday, the halacha is you're allowed to eat it on Friday because mimanif shach, one day is chol. So Rav says it's shtei kedushais, one day is really chol, and therefore if you have an egg that's laid on Thursday, you're allowed to eat it on Friday. And the Rambam paskins that halacha. The Rambam paskins that when it comes to an egg, you're allowed to eat the egg on the second day of Yontif. And so the kasha is, what's the chiluk? Why is it that when it comes to an egg, there the Rambam, even nowadays, is able to hear that one day is mimanif shachol, and therefore an egg that's laid on the first day of Yontif, you're allowed to eat it on the second day of Yontif. Yeah, when it comes to Erev Tafshilin, So then the Rambam says that no, you can't say both days are chol, and you can't say that there's a miman of shach. You can't say that one of the days are chol, and therefore you can't make an erev tafshilin al tanai. What's the difference? What's the difference between a beitza shenol de biyam tef rishon that you could eat it on the second day, and erev tafshilin that the Rambam says that it doesn't work to make a tanai on yam tef rishon? So in Chiddushi Reb Chaim says for the Rambam in Chiddushi Reb Chaim on the Rambam Menuchas Yom Tov. So Reb Chaim answers for the Rambam, and he says that Avado, even though we keep 2 days of Yom Tov, you can't say that both days are Yom Tov. For sure, one of the days of Chol, and that's why at the end of the day, when you get to Friday and you have this egg in front of you, you're going to be allowed to eat it on Friday, because the only way it's going to be usher is if you say that neither Thursday or Friday are chol, and that's definitely not true. For sure, one of those days were weekday. Going back on things, if you're looking at the 2 days together, as Thursday and Friday together, so one of those days was for sure a weekday. Mamela, when you have the egg now with you on Friday, so you could say miman of shach, you could eat the egg. However, when it comes to Erev Tafshilin, when you view each day individually, you can't say maybe today is Chol, because there's a Takanas Chachamim to view it as Yontif. So you can't say that, oh, maybe today is Yontif. That maybe today is Chol. At the same time, for sure, both days are Yontif. Even Chazal weren't coming to say that both days are Yontif. So it's like an interesting thing. It comes out that one of the days are Chol, but you can't say on any specific day, today is a Chol. That today is a weekday. Even though both the days, for sure, when you look at both of them together, for sure one of them is chol, you have no right, you can't say about any individual day that today is chol. And therefore, when it comes to Erev Tafshilin, it doesn't work to make a tanai. You can't say, oh, maybe tomorrow's chol. Tomorrow's definitely not chol. Chazal said you have to keep it as yantif. You can't say, maybe today is chol. Today is definitely not chol. Today we know it's yantif. So it doesn't work. There's no tanai you can make. There's no nusach tanai. There's no way to make a tanai to allow you to have an erev tafshilin, to make an erev tafshilin on the first day of yantif. However, when it comes to the egg, so the egg that was laid on Thursday, you could eat it on Friday, because why should it be usser? Both days are yantif? No. For sure, both days were in yantif. For sure, when we look at both days together, so one of the days were chol, and that's why, says Reb Chaim, that's why you could eat the egg even though you can't make an erev tafshilin to allow cooking for Shabbos. L'maisa though, the halacha and Shulchan Aruch and Tafkuf Chaf Zayin and Tzivchaf Beis, like we mentioned, is not like the Rambam. It's like Rav Rishonim that they do paskin like our Gemara. That person who forgets, l'maisa, he could make such a tanai.